Right now, we are joined by a jungle legend, a 10-time winner, the winner of the 1995 PGA Championship, the 2-time winner of the Players Championship, the creator of Secret Golf, the brain behind the SG Tour Golf app. He is Steve Elkington. Elk, mate, it's great to have you back. I have to ask you right now, where are you exactly and who are you with?
G'day, Jimmy. Mate, I'm on the fairway, number 5, Players Championship with PP and Jason Kokrak. Boys are getting some work in.
PP, nice Elk, day. Of course.
Windy.
Elk, PP is Pat Perez, for those who do not know, but I'm sure everybody does. You tell PP I said, what's up?
He was going to talk, mate, but he's got a mouthful of this Mississippi coleslaw. I don't think he can say anything. He's just spitting everything all over the place. Got to walk way to the side of him.
Mississippi coleslaw. Elk is already out and running. All right, Elk, so the Players is this week, and you are there already. What kind of memories, Elk, come back to you when you head up to and end up at Sawgrass?
Well, you know, it was a big thing for me in 91, Jim, when I won. I was a young guy on the tour. You know, back then, this tournament was offering up 10-year exemptions, so I was just a new guy. So, you know, it was huge. Game changer.
Elk, what is the locker room for past champions like, and what's it like then to see your name up there?
Small, mate. It's very small. It's a secluded area, which it should be. You know, I think, you know, as you know, in horse racing, Jim, there's places that should be celebrated when you win, right? There's special little places that should be made for special places. Augusta has it up top, and they have it here to a certain degree.
Talking to Steve Elkington. I'm going to talk to you about Augusta in a minute. Elk, what about the course setup overall? How do you see it setting up this week due to the weather?
Well, this tournament, Jim, was always played in March. And March in Florida is a lot windier, a lot different conditions, which it is currently right now. When they went to May, it was very soft. The scoring was very low. So, as you know, the boys are pretty beat up, mate. They were at the Honda Classic, I think, 6 under won it last week at Bay Hill, only 5 under won it. The boys are pretty wounded at the moment. And this week, I think, will be not much different. It's a little softer. PB's just made a nice-looking action at about a 5-iron into the fifth hole.
Hmm.
2 or 3 spits, front edge, 50 feet.
Worked
out some juice. And off we go.
Off we go. Steve Elkington is joining us. He's on the course with PP. I'm going to get to the fellas and the fact that some of them are beat up, Elk. But the 17th hole, the Island Green, is iconic. What's it like dealing with that hole on Saturday and Sunday when you're in contention?
Mate, it's a weak ruiner. You know, it's almost not fair a hole because there's so much extra stress that goes with it, you know, on a Thursday and Friday because, look, you don't have to miss hit a wedge or 9-iron very much to toe it or catch it a little thin and put one in the drink, and now you're making double, and now you're spending the rest of the week trying to get back into the cut. So, yes, it's very stressful. Now, as the weekend comes around, you're a little sort of numb to it. You know, for me, when I won in 91, it was almost impossible. I when I was walking around to the tee, Jim, when I was a young kid, my knees buckled. I was so nervous, and I caught myself. I thought I was going to go down, but I managed to somehow pull that off, birdie on 18. But similarly, in 97, when I actually won the tournament by 7, I was in much, much better shape. I was feeling a lot better, and it was a bit of a breeze. But nonetheless, it's a weak ruiner.
It is a weak ruiner. Steve Elkington joining us. Elk, in terms of the guys who are kind of dinged, Tiger is not there this week. Given his health, it's not a big surprise. How concerning is it to you for the rest of his entire year, though?
Mate, I was thinking about this question today, and the way that I've got this cataloged is we don't really know what's wrong with him. I mean, it could be his pinky finger. We never get the truth out of the Woods camp, which is fine. I don't care. But what has told me, Jim, is that he is putting all of his eggs into the 4 majors basket this year. And he's going after 18. So to me, by this move and what he's been doing, he's not doing anything to jeopardize any chances. He can win at Augusta. He doesn't have to be 100% there. As we saw, he shredded him last year mentally or psychologically. He did it. He didn't have to do anything physical like he's done in the past. So I say that he is all eggs in on Golden's 18.
We're talking to Steve Elkington. Elk, speaking of guys in their health, let me jump ahead to Phil Mickelson. He missed the cut at Bay Hill. He missed the cut at the Genesis. He finished third at Pebble. He missed cuts at the Farmers and the American Express. How do Phil and his game look to you right now?
Mate, you have to get out in the woods to find him. That's what they say. But,
right.
You know, he's I heard TP's interview, you know, he looks a lot better. There's no doubt about that, and good for him. But it certainly hasn't come across on his game. We've seen guys like Craig Stadler, who was a pretty hefty guy, mate, and then he lost a bunch of weight and he couldn't play. And then he said he didn't have any gut sling anymore. I mean, maybe that's Hefty's deal. He doesn't have the right gut sling anymore.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he looks great, and credits to whatever he's done and the work he's put in. But, Elk, was his game better when he was hefty instead of, like, the male supermodel that he is now?
Mate, when I saw him hit those six chocolate eclairs in 2 minutes at Oak Hill, mate, he was unbeatable. So I'd have to go with B.
Steve Elkington joining us. Elk. Now, you and Jason Duffner had a pretty interesting conversation about his approach on the range and how different that is from when he's actually playing. What is the biggest difference from the range to the actual round in terms of what you're thinking about?
Well, you know, for those that think Duff, you know, doesn't say much, Duff, you can't shut Duff up when you're talking with him if you know him. He's a highly intelligent guy, and he's very analytical. And, you know, he understands, you know, he looks at the data and says, look, I missed the ball right. You know, I've got to do better. This is the things I've got to work on. He's a very much, like I say, looks like he's sort of, you know, doesn't think about much, but it's all in. Now, this course is a perfect course for Duffner. He finished third last year. Now, he has had some problem with his putting. I mean, he's carrying around a snake, a live snake for a putter sometimes happens to him. This is a tournament that he can do well in right here.
Steve Elkington, my guest for a few more moments. Now, Elk, Golf Digest did a survey of PGA Tour pros. One of the questions was essentially, if you were in a bar fight and you could choose one fighter to be with you, who would you choose? Ernie Els was the runaway winner. Elk, who would you choose?
No, I'd take Kokrak. Kokrak's out here with me right now. He's 6'5", 230, and he's angry all the time. So, yeah, no, he'd flip Ernie.
What about Ernie? I mean, Ernie comes off as one of the nicest, classiest guys. Does he have a switch? Why? I mean, he's put together now, but why is everybody quick to pick Ernie?
Well, I tell you what, I can't discredit Ernie, mate. I think he would go all right. I think he'd throw with you, but I don't know if I'd... I mean, if I'm... You're asking me to go, right? I'm going with Crack. Crack's right. My guy.
I got you. I'm just kind of asking you, how do you think Els would do if it came to giving somebody the hands?
And then I might go with Fat Eric, the caddy out here. Fat Eric would hold him down at 400. He'd hold him down.
I didn't say who should sit on him. I said, how would Ernie do if he had to give somebody the hands? All right.
Oh, yeah. So, no, Eric, Ernie could go.
So how is the SG Tour Golf app going, and what do you have planned for this week, Elk?
Mate, we're good. You know, it's, you know, SG Tour has opened a new game this week. We actually, Hawk and I have been talking. We're putting up a new money game's come out today called Money Grabber. Mate, I like simple golf games because fantasy golf sucks. You've got to have salary cap, the whole show. It just doesn't work for me. So this week's a game called Money Grabber. It's debuting here. You pick four players. And we're going to squish together the money that they make combined. You'll pick an A, a B, a C, and a D, all from world rankings. That's your team. And we'll do a projected money, how much money they're going to win all the way through the event. And the team that wins the most wins all the money.
That sounds pretty fun. That sounds fun. All right, so for those who are not already involved, Elk, how do they get involved?
We get the SG Tour app on the App Store. Go to the public game forum. Join the Elk and Hawk $10 game. We have a tour payout. So the top 64, just like the tour, Jimmy, that we cut. And the top 64 gamers make all the money.
Hey, Elk, Patrick Reed, cheater or no? Cheater or nah?
Well, he's already been penalized, convicted for what he did. So, you know, Reed, mate, it's such a big mistake what he did there. And, mate, it's like the Astros, right? I still pull for the Astros. And, you know, I've been listening to your show for decades. I mean, the baseball's had the biggest history of cheating ever in all the decades, but golf hasn't. Now, was the excuse, explanation from the Astros? No, wasn't very good. When the apology? No. Reed's apology? No, it wasn't one. So, mate, he's wearing it. So, yeah, but definitely cheated, 100%.
He is a jungle legend. He is a 10-time winner on tour. He is the winner of the 95 PGA Championship. Of course, he is a 2-time winner of the Players' Championship. The creator of Secret Golf and the brain behind the SG Tour Golf app. And now you know, Steve Elkington. Elk, have an amazing week. Great to have you back, and we'll do it again soon.
Thank you, Jimmy. All the best.
You got it, mate. Steve Elkington. Back to back. And when we come back, we continue. Your thoughts on Elk, of course.